time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, and Tri-City Sales. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick here, back at it once again on MSONewsSports.com. Here we are, arguably, Nick, the most fun tournament of the three high school seasons. The winter tournament has begun.
Best atmospheres by far, even surpassing football nowadays. You can still get a great atmosphere at a football game, don't get me wrong, but the gyms and the rinks just kind of crank it up a notch.
Yeah, I mean, spring, you really can't. It's probably dead last. Let's face it. I mean, my personal favorite is baseball for me. No question about it. But tournament, I mean, yeah, of course, the state title game, semifinals, packed crowds at like Lowell's Martin Field or whatever, fun excitement. But the early rounds are really nothing. The early rounds in this season is packed. Mm-hmm. It's tournament season. Like, people go to these games, you know?
I'm looking forward to it. You have four home games this week. I'm looking forward to all four of them because they're all good atmospheres in their own right.
Yeah. What else is there to do, right? It's the winter. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we got like 4 weeks left of winter, and it's just like, what else are you going to do? Go to a warm arena and a slightly warm hockey arena to watch hockey, too. So, yeah, I can't wait to see how this unfolds. Absolutely. But already in the tournament, some of those sports outside of basketball and hockey have already started, and they're well into their seasons of the postseason, getting tournament victories, individual champions. In fact, we have some super performances.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the Super Sub Super Performance of the Week.
That's right. We will start, Nick, with you. And what's going on in Gloucester? Because there are some historic feats coming down there out of not just Gloucester High School, but out of one family.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Jaden Toppin, unbelievable, became the first Gloucester wrestler to ever win an All-State this week, 220 pounds, and he earned it. Man, he went the distance in all four of his matches, took the win in overtime. I don't know if you saw the video on Twitter. He was a Boston Globe reporter. He had a really nice kind of scramble move to get that win in overtime to become the first ever All-State winner for Gloucester. We were talking kind of off air earlier. I can't think of the last All-State off the top of my head in any sport that a Gloucester athlete's won. So it's been at least a decade, I'd say, with that, probably even longer since someone's taken home.
Why do I remember in 97, now that it's just coming to me, it didn't come to me in our earlier conversation. Remember Arthur Ferguson?
Yes.
You know, he might have won some kind of long jump or high jump.
I know Jim Unis won a discus in 2002. That's the last one I know for sure. I think Nate Hunter might have a couple years after that. I can't think of any off the top of my head after that, though.
Yeah. No.
And there's been a lot of good ones.
Yeah. Track and wrestling are your two, and golf.
And cross country.
Your individual sports, right? Where you have those individual winners. Mm-hmm. And... you know, and even Gloucester cross country, you'd have to go to the late 90s. For there were 2000 when Josh Palazzolo won it. I think he won the 2000.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Tristan was gone. Tristan Colangelo was gone at that point, and Palazzolo was still there one more year.
And I think
he won, and I believe Anastasia Murphy was third. So they had one and three. But then the prep came in and started to spoil the party. Mm-hmm. And the prep ended up winning that and snapped Gloucester's 6-state title streak. So, yeah, some old school talk there. But current day, these Toppin brothers, we
have
them on.
That's how far back you have to go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, twin brother Mike was the second player. In the All-State at 195, and he lost by a point. I mean, that match could have gone either way. You know, it was he's right there too. So they're fantastic. The two of them won Division III last week, both at the same time, back to back matches too, because they're their weight classes are right after each other. So yeah, imagine being their parents sitting through that, having to watch them both go back to back. That's got to be grueling.
Andrea and Billy, yep. It's crazy. The ascension of them so fast, in wrestling. So they both play football too, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are they both on the line?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Both multiple year starters on the line there,
too. And what grade are they in again?
They're juniors now.
Oh,
they got another year left.
Okay. Yeah. I did see a picture of one of them, and it's just like, man, they were celebrating the win. I'm like, they look like, I mean, like, fully grown men.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they are, essentially.
There's nowhere to hide in that sport. You have to be as tough as it gets to get even into that tournament.
Well, we go down to Danvers as well for some other exploits in wrestling. State titles across a couple of state titles for St. John's Prep as well. Rawson, Iwanicki repeated as champion at 160 pounds, and fellow captain, citing the Salem News here, Alex Schaublin, won his first All-State crown at 113. So the smaller classes there, I guess 160, maybe middle-ish class. Yeah, middle.
160 in boxing's middleweight. So
and the Eagles themselves, once again, defending their title, first place, 117.5 points. So, wow, North Shore, good job, right? Gloucester and the Prep leading the way.
Emerging wrestling scene. You know, Prep's been there a while, but you know, some of those, the Gloucester's been a program for 11 years, and a lot of programs came in around that time. Yeah, and those programs are really starting to find their footing and, you know, be factors at the state level now.
And Super Sub Shop, great food and fast service since 1970. That was a Super Sub Shop performance of the week in the wrestling scene. And Paul Guanti and the gang down there at Super Sub are going strong, rocking and rolling there every day. 324 Cabot Street is the place to get your best cheesesteak on the North Shore. And they can be reached at 978-927-4788. All right, let's go ahead and talk more St. John's Prep after the break, shall we, Nick?
Let's do it.
All right, so we're going to catch up with the coach of the number one rank, correct? Do they get the number one
ranked? Number Beautiful. One seed.
All right, St. John's Prep hockey. I can't remember. Did they win it last year?
They did. They sure did.
Okay, looking for a repeat of state title champions in boys hockey. We're going to hear from Christian Hansen after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out? Call the experts at Excel Paving. The professional staff will ensure the job is done right and on time, no matter how big or small. Call Excel Paving today, 978-762-8983, or online, excelpavingco.com.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and the Kid on the cash for the football here with St. John's Prep. Voice hockey coach Christian Hansen, what's going on, coach?
Not too much. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Back at it, looking for a second straight state title here. First up, either Waltham or Lexington. They play at the time we're talking to you, 8 o'clock at Bentley. I know you're probably heading down to Waltham, kind of like a little home game for Waltham there. But Waltham, Lexington, what do you know about these two teams?
Yeah, so honestly, I have not looked at too much. Our focus really strictly has been on us, trying to perfect our game. We know if we play the way we're capable of, that we're going to be successful. So our focus this week and over the weekend has just been about maximizing our team speed, just doing things to help us prepare for whoever we face on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coach. I mean, 17-2-1, the top seed in Division One. You know, just take us to the feel of the team. How have you guys been getting it done? And, you know, how are you guys feeling heading into this point of the season?
Yeah, so, I mean, as a coach, I'm always nervous. There's really no way not to be because this hockey's a funny game and just never know what can happen. You know, I know the seeds are 1v32 in that first game, but honestly, you run into a hot goalie or some penalty trouble, you just don't know. So we're just trying to prepare like we would for any opponent and be ready. The season overall, we've done it with a lot of balance. Our top two lines have a number of double-digit scorers, so we don't rely on one guy for our success. It's really been a team effort all year.
Awesome. And, you know, as far as, like, the whole big picture of the state, you guys get a smattering of some of those great teams in Massachusetts. You know, these kids are ready. They've had this competition. What's it been like at the top eight or so teams? What's the feel of that competition? It seems like it's just better than ever.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, every game that we play has been competitive. I think that does prepare us for the tournament. I mean, really, right from the beginning, going down to Hingham, facing all the teams we do in the conference, playing teams like Reading and Franklin outside of the conference. You know, we've had a tough schedule, but we do that intentionally because when kids come here, they want to play the best teams and it only makes us better. So it's really just kind of it's something that we do year in, year out, regardless of who we have coming back.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you got to like, you know, your team experience. You know, you have a lot of familiar names that made that run last year. You know, take us to those guys and how they've made you go this season.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of veterans on the team. And, you know, you look at kids like Jimmy Ayers or Jake Banna. They're not only, you know, all-stars in the hockey rink, but they're high-end lacrosse players as well. You know, they've won state titles twice in lacrosse. Jake Banna won another one in soccer. We have a number of kids that won state lacrosse titles a year ago, a number of kids on this team that were part of our hockey championship run. So when you put that many kids together that have kind of been through the battles and the trenches of the state tournament, you know, they do a good job of preparing.
What's an area you're trying to, you know, shore up as you're heading into the tournament? Anything particularly you guys are focusing on in practice lately without giving away too much?
Yeah, we're 17-2-1, but we know we can be better and we know we need to be better. So we've been working on our D zone. We've been working on moving pucks quicker north, not holding on to the puck too long, because sometimes when you have a lot of skilled hockey players, they want to hold the puck. You know, but our focus is just move the puck for the betterment of the team. And, you know, good thing happens to you as an individual when the team does well.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I mean, second year now with these statewide you know, tournament rankings. How have you kind of eased into that preparation in the second season as you know, opposed to the first when, you know, we didn't really know what to expect yet?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's certainly different than the Super 8 because, you know, we get home games here. That's something we weren't used to. So when you're playing during the season, you're playing for that high seed so you can be rewarded with home games. So, you know, if we're fortunate enough to advance, we would play three home games. Not something that we're used to, but something that we got to do a year ago. And you know what? Truthfully, most of these kids on the team don't really know what it's like to play in the Super 8. If you go back 2 years ago, we had that 10-game condensed COVID season with no state tournament. So, you know, for all these guys, they only know the D1 tournament and the pressures of it. So really hasn't been too big of an adjustment for them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And well, hey, listen, we wish you the best of luck, Coach. I know you're busy time. You got to get on the road down to Bentley, take in a nice hockey game. I'm sure the whole prep contingent will be there because it's a
homework.
Yeah, right down the road. I'm sure, you know, you guys got players living in the area, maybe, who knows, but yeah. So best of luck in the tournament. Obviously, we'll be watching you very closely, and we wish you the best.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach. All right. Coach Christian Hansen in the books. We are going to take a break on the other side, give you a heads up on what's going on Cape Ann-wise in the state tournament.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Teddy and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
It's Nick and Nick.
I honestly can't even tell the two of you apart half the time because I don't go by height or age. I go by amount of pain in my ass.
North Shore Sports Desk.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick back here at it. That was Christian Hansen, St. John's Prep hockey coach. Appreciate him coming on. And now we're going to have our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week segment. We're going to do our checkpoints, and we're going to catch up on what's going on Cape Ann-wise, because we are in the thick of it.
Yeah, tournament's starting this week. Five hockey and hoop teams left in the area.
Yeah.
Four of them are hosting.
So. Yeah, you already have plenty to take in this week on Cape Ann itself, and you already scooped yourself a little bit, Nick, with some great tournament news. The Toppin brothers in Gloucester are doing some great things, so we already know about them.
Yeah.
And they move on to New England.
Yeah. Wow. It's this week in Providence.
Unbelievable. Both of them, huh? Both of them qualifying.
Big time. Big time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's the scene look like for, let's start with basketball in Cape Ann.
Yeah, well, we got opening up Tuesday the other night. Preliminary round action. Gloucester hosting Essex Tech. A little North Shore battle that you don't see much of in these. Not a big ride for Essex Tech, as they kind of, I bet you they feel a little lucky, you know, getting to just have to go to Gloucester as the number 45 seed, lowest seed in the whole tournament. Gloucester comes in at 10-10. They get that number 20 seed. They had a better strength of schedule. You know, the NEC marks well for a Division III team as far as strength of schedule concerns. Maybe not as much, you know, for the Beverleys and the PBDs in Division I, but for Division III, that's a tough schedule to play. Gloucester comes in at 10-10, and you know, I think they're kind of a dark horse team. We'd seen they took Marblehead to overtime in their last game in the Larry McIntyre tournament. So when they're playing at their best, they're pretty good. You know, it's just a matter of, are they going to get the complimentary scoring outside of Nate Montanino, and are they going to take care of the ball? That's when they get themselves into some trouble, when, you know, when Montanino has to shoulder it all by himself, or when, you know, they get some turnovers. But when they take care of the ball and they spread, you know, they get someone to compliment Montanino, they can hang with the big boys.
Cool. Yeah, no, that's, I'd love to see them in the tournament. And, you know, they, you know, Phil Potts established a pretty good competitive presence, you know, for Gloucester boys basketball, for sure.
Yep, they're a consistent factor in the NEC. And of course, both Manchester Essex basketball teams also made it. They got a doubleheader Friday night.
Wow, isn't that nice?
Yeah, so, you know, the girls got the 13 seed. They got number 20, Blue Hills, 15-5 this year, Manchester Essex girls. It's their best season in a while. I want to say close to a decade since they've won 15 regular season games. And Blue Hills is 18-2 out of the Boston City League. But, you know, I know that's not the same kind of competition as the Cal, but they should be formidable. That should be a good game. That's at 5 o'clock Friday. And then directly after at 7, Manchester Essex boys got the number 9 seed after this 17-3 regular season. And they're hosting number 24, Bay Path Regional, who I cannot say I know much of anything about. At all.
17-3 and 15-5 were Manchester Essex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 32-8. You know, total. That's a good night, a good winter season over there in Manchester Essex. And so the boys did lose to Randolph in their final game.
They did, yeah. And it dropped them three spots. I was surprised. You know, they're 17-3. Their only three losses are to Burke, who's the number one seed. Randolph's the top four seed, and Peabody is Division I. And you know, only one of them was by 10 points. So, you know, tough break. I know the Cal Large was not what it usually is this season, and neither were, you know, the Cal Small was a bit down. I mean, you had each team outside of Manchester. Every team lost, you know, about a 20-point a game score, close to. So it was a bit of a rebuilding year there in that league as well. But you know, Manchester Essex has a chance to prove itself if you know, as the number 9 seed. If they win, they're probably going to Cathedral, which is always a tough one.
Okay, good. So that's basketball for you. Rockports didn't get in, or did
they? No, Rockports did not get in this year.
All right, so you got a couple hockeys.
Yeah, a couple hockeys, both the boys teams, Gloucester and Rockport. Gloucester opens up, they opened up Wednesday night, last night, 6 o'clock game against Oliver Ames. Out of the Hockomock League. So I'm anticipating, you know, an evenly played game in that one right away. The 12 versus the 21, is it really that much of a difference? And, you know, Gloucester's record's two games better. That probably is the difference in their seed right there. Their strength of schedule ratings were pretty even, actually. Yeah. So I think we'll probably see a pretty competitive game over in that one. Gloucester's rolling, though. They are 10-2-1 in their last 13 to end the season after a bit of a slow start. So they play good teams too. They haven't been beating up on nobodies. They've been beating some good teams there down the stretch. I know Linfield took them to overtime. Masconomet beat them too, which was a tough loss. Marblehead beat them too, which was a tough loss. But they've been playing really well, find ways to score. And they're one of the highest scoring teams in that bracket. Then you have Rockport boys. They're the number 29 seed. They'll be going to Worcester. They went to Worcester last night, played Grafton, a 7 o'clock game way out there. And they're the lowest seed on their side of the bracket. So as long as they win, they're going on the road. They can't host. So they're going to have to be the road warriors. But again, I mean, Rockport's another one. When they're playing at their best, they're kind of a dangerous underdog. We saw them beat Shawsheen. They beat Pentucket. They've beat some pretty good teams when they're playing well. They've also had a couple, you know, some bad losses, but they've had some good wins. So when they're playing well, can hang with anybody as well.
Yeah, that Shawsheen win's pretty big. Shawsheen's ranked pretty high, aren't they?
And that was like their only loss for a while too. Rockport beat them. You know, it was no fluke. They outplayed them that game.
Yeah. What's Shawsheen in? Are they in Division III?
They're in Division IV as well. I think they're a top five seed.
Yeah.
Actually. No.
So they
Yeah, they're the five seed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big win.
Yeah.
Only had three losses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't know much about Grafton. I'm sure they're good if they're the four seed. So they're going to have their hands full. But, you know, Rockport can score. They have two lines. And they have a goalie that can get hot, Jack Crompton, who was, you know, former Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week a few months ago.
Where's he from?
He's a Manchester kid.
Okay. Smattering of kids, right?
It's a pretty evenly met. Yep, Ipswich. It's not as much Ipswich kids as there usually is. It's a pretty even mix between Rockport and Manchester Essex on there at the moment.
Yeah, nice. All right, well, that does. So you're busy. You got Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday coverage.
Yes.
Yourself, you'll be out and about on the road.
Out and about.
Who has the home game for you? Well, you have like three of them,
all
right?
Four of those of home games. Rockport's the only one on the road right now, but all the rest of them, every other team would be on the road basically if they win from here on out. So, and nobody got two home games unless there's an upset, of course.
Yeah. Are we leaning towards Manchester Essex boys with the team with the most potential?
I think so.
Bring home something.
I think that they have the most potential to get to the semifinals. I know they've lost to two of the top or higher ranked teams in that division, but they're battle tested and they are really well rounded. I think Gloucester Hockey can beat anyone on any given day, but I think they can also be beat on any given day. So you never know what you could get out of them.
Well, they play Burke and
Randolph.
Randolph, Manchester boys. Yeah. So that's at least they're not going to be like shocked when they get into those atmospheres.
And they're very familiar with Cathedral, a potential second round opponent as well. They played last. They beat Cathedral. They went in as the 12. Cathedral was the 5, and Manchester beat them last year. So,
yeah. Yeah. So good. They definitely have the experience, the atmosphere, know-how. So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Well, it's Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week report. We are going to take a break and on the other side, catch up with our latest Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Beautify your home by seal coating or paving your driveway using Excel Paving. With more than 25 years of experience, you can trust Excel Paving to get the job done right. Call Excel Paving today, 978-762-8983, and get 10% off your entire project today. Online, excelpavingco.com.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Up next, the Morningham Lumber.
Morningham? The Morningham.
Why don't you just say it, Dom?
That's a good one.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick, Dom Nicastro, Nick Kukuru, and we are here with our next guest, Morningham Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Shay Lynch of Peabody. What's up, Shay?
How's it going?
Good. It's the Peabody sweep. You got Penny Spack last week, and you you guys are crushing it over there in Tannerland.
Stuff going on.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think last the month before was a Peabody runner too. It was a Sarah DeVasta. So yeah, Peabody's kind of been cleaning up this school year.
Yeah. Yep. I love it. Is that it's just good class, huh? Good stuff. Yeah. You're a senior.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So the class of 2023 is just crushing it, right?
Yeah, we've had a great year.
Nice. So let's start with what's fresh. You know, obviously you had a great football season, but let's talk about basketball right now. Tournament season is here. We do record this earlier in the week, so it comes out Thursday. You'll already know what happened against Medford, but here we are, Medford Tuesday night. What's the scoop? Anything you know about these kids? Did you see them on videos or anything?
I watched some film during school today. Coach kind of went over the personnel. We got ready. Got ready Sunday, yesterday, got ready today. Just kind of nice, easy practice today. Get up and down, kind of figure out what's going on with them, how we're going to attack them. I mean, they're a great team. They're 14-6. They've had some tight games with some, like, common opponents that we've played. So that's kind of helped us get ready. And it's going to be a good one. I mean, I think as long as the weather permits, I mean, it should be a good game.
Nice.
Absolutely. Shay, I mean, this has been a kind of a banner year for the Tanners. I'm trying to remember Matt Williams said on the podcast we had earlier today, but I believe he said, was it you guys are the most wins since, what, the early 2000s, before you guys were even born? I mean, that's got to be pretty legit knowing you guys 15 wins, most in a long time.
Yeah, it feels great. We worked hard for it all year. We knew we had the chance to, like, after last season, we had a good season, but we knew there was more. So we kind of came into this year, worked hard, and just kind of performed.
Yeah. What would be the difference, Shay, from year to year? I mean, when you see such improvement like this, sometimes it's just like a steady thing. You guys were right there last year, and now you went to a new level. Is there something in the team's game overall that really brought out the best in you guys this year that changed from last year?
Not so much change, but I think a big thing has been, like, our chemistry. Everyone on the court's kind of connected at once. We're not really the tallest, most athletic, but we're kind of all connected as one. We're all great friends off the court. Whoever comes in, whoever's sitting on the bench, we're all one. And we're like, that's kind of helped us a lot. I feel like no matter who we play, we're there for each other.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Shay, take us to your role on the team. What are you asked to do for the Tanners?
I'm kind of like, it depends on the game, I would say, but most of the time I'm more of a facilitator. We have some great shooters in the team, so I try to get them open using pick and rolls, whatever, pick and pops, whatever I can get. If I see a mismatch with anyone down low, whoever I can get the ball down low. But Danny, he's been scoring well down low, so that's kind of my goal. And then I'm there for defense and rebounding majority of the time. And then I'll shoot the ball if I have to, but I like to pass more, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shocker. The quarterback likes to pass and facilitate.
Yeah. We used to have I remember in Gloucester, back in the day, we used to have a play where I would be the inbounds passer for like the full court because I was a baseball guy. Right.
Yeah.
You must like be the guy, right? Shay.
There's a long pass. I'm the one that's throwing it.
Yeah.
That's usually how.
Yep. What was it, Nick? The best pass of all time was John Stockton to Malone in the Bulls final, right? He threw it from all the way cross court. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unreal. But Shay, talk about the North Conference this year. I mean, super competitive. You guys, Beverly, Marblehead, Salem at the top. And that was just like real. Those four. I mean, you can beat anybody, beats anybody.
That's what we kind of, even like Masco thrown in there, they beat Marblehead. Mm. They They play some tight games. I think going into any game in the Northeastern Conference, it's just like you got to show up and play. It doesn't matter like what the records say. It doesn't matter where you're playing. You got to show up and play. Especially with like the top four, like you said, though everyone's kind of close. I mean, I would say probably Beverly has a little bit of an edge on all of us, but we're all kind of close and they're all going to be competitive no matter who's playing, where we're playing. So it's going to come down to a couple shots. If you hit the shots, then you're going to be ahead. But yeah, really control the ball in those games.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Shay got, you know, we said Medford coming up on the schedule. How was that regular season schedule, you know, prepared you for this moment? I mean, Division One, you're in there with all the big guns now.
I think playing the schedule we've had this year has really helped us actually. I think playing Beverly twice, Marblehead twice compared to we only played Marblehead once last year, I wanna say. I think if I'm remembering right, we only played Marblehead once last year and we only played Salem once. So playing those teams twice this year helps a lot because now we kind of see it all from Salem's kind of like a quick, like they slow the game down, but they can move if they want to. Where Marblehead's all fast paced, all big guys, and they're all different types of teams. So that's kind of prepared us, I would say, for whatever we're coming up against, whether it's Medford, whether if we can move on as Xavarian, whether whatever it takes us. That's kind of helped us a lot.
Yeah. So what's next for Mr. Lynch? You know, what are your thoughts going forward academically, athletically? What's the plan?
Yeah, I'm going to Endicott to play football, actually. So
beautiful. Your plan's in place.
Yeah, I'm studying business management there as of right now. And I'm going to go there and play football.
Ooh, sweet. And they're not coming off any shabby season there, right? I mean, they were awesome.
They were awesome. They're phenomenal. Got to a couple games. Really, they're really good.
Yeah. Where do you see your role right off the bat?
I don't really know what it's going to be right off the bat. I'm just going to try to – I got – after this season, I got 4 or 5 months just to get ready. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get prepared and hopefully try to see the field as soon as I can, just help the team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was it that drove you to that school? Anything that stood out? Obviously, something did.
I really liked the coaching staff was when I went there for the there's a 7-on-7 tournament there every year. And so we went this year, I think it's in July or late June. So we went there and we actually won the tournament. We were undefeated. We won the tournament. And the people that ref the game are the Endicott players. And I just the community of the college. I've been going there because I know the basketball coach. So I've been going to the games since I was a little kid. But just like the players' energy and everything they do just felt like somewhere that I can see myself being. And so then as summer progressed, I talked to the coach and then I ended up deciding.
Nice. That I wanted to go. Yeah. And then tell our listeners something about Shane Lynch, not related to basketball, football, Endicott, academics, something. Give us something outside that whole spotlight. What do you got? Like a job or what do you like to do for fun?
I'm a big sports guy. So I'm a big Boston sports guy. So I like to watch the Celtics and the Bruins, Red Sox, Patriots. For a job, I got a job at Damage Indoor Sports right now. I do birthday parties with, like little kids.
Nice.
So I go there, birthday parties. Yeah, that's fun. Do that on the weekends. And then, I don't know. I got good academics. That's something that's not really related to sports.
Yeah, 3.8. Yeah. You wouldn't have won the Moynihan Lumber if it were not the case. Yeah. So proof is in the pudding right there. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, Shay Lynch, I mean, you know, great stuff. We know your exploits. We know you're one of the best athletes come out of that school of all time and also a great kid. So we appreciate you coming on here with the North Shore Sports Desk. Congrats for winning Moynihan Lumber and best of luck with Peabody basketball tournament season, baby. Go get them.
Go.
All right. Have a good one. All right, Shay Lynch is in the books. We are going to take a break, Nick, and finish up with our last segment. Just a little you and me chat. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out? Call the experts at Excel Paving. The professional staff will ensure the job is done right and on time, no matter how big or small. Call Excel Paving today, 978-762-8983, or online, excelpavingco.com.
North Shore Sports Desk, team of Nick and Nick here. Don McCaffrey, Nick Cooper, we're finishing up the show. Guests are in the books. And we got one more segment to go. It's going to be our North Shore Winter Sports Report. What do we got, Nick? What's hot? What's red hot for postseason talk, North Shore-wise?
Just some state tournament brackets, no big deal.
No big deal. We already know what's up in hockey. We like St. John's Prep in that one.
Of course, right? Naturally.
Yeah, yeah. Do we see any upstarts coming out of... the lower divisions, Gloucester was in the mix last year. They're a little below where they were last year, although they're red hot right now, 10-2-1, as you mentioned in our Cape Ann Savings Bank report.
Yeah, you got the NEC rivals, Masco and Marblehead right there. They're the 14 and the 16 seed. So Newburyport at number six. I know they're only 9-9-3, but that strength of schedule rating has them up in the top six. Obviously, they're always a tough out. They went out in double overtime last year. So, this might be a bit of a North Shore underdog bracket, but there's plenty of representation over there in Division Two.
Yeah. And we can't leave out the chances of Linfield at the top, right? 18-1-1
seed in Division Three. They're a fantastic team. They made the Final Four last year. Scituate's the one seed, of course, Medfield. These are all very familiar faces that you're seeing around here at the top of that D3 bracket. I know there's not, when it comes to those elite teams in Division Three, they're just as good as the elite teams in two. You know, Scituate, Linfield, Medfield, they're just as good as anybody in Division Two. So that's going to be an interesting tournament as well.
Yeah. Yeah, Nick, and I see Linfield is awaiting Foxborough East Hampton, and they played them last night, Wednesday, so at home at their McVan Arena home turf. And don't really see much tough games coming for them until maybe the round of 16 if they can squeeze by, you know?
Yeah, that's got to be a tough place to play in the playoffs. McVan, O'Keefe, one of the smaller rinks.
Yeah.
Feels good there.
Maybe I'm sure there'll be complaints along the way, like, this was too small for a tournament game, and then they'll start to do neutral again. They'll start to go back to neutral probably, and we got to throw them into Chelmsford Forum, and then Stoneham, that's bigger, and whoop, you know, so I'm predicting that's going to happen.
It might be a size requirement, though, a capacity requirement once you get later.
Yeah. And then in four, I mean, we got to look at Winthrop.
You know, 16-3-1. NEC champs. NEC champs, I mean, outright. So, they're what rightfully ranked in the top four there at number three, 16-3-1. Petey Silverman was the best player in the NEC this season. Nico Babine was the all conference goalie as well. So they're equipped. They look poised for a run there in that division. And I mean, Division Four is not going to throw anything at them they haven't seen already.
No, yeah. For instance, they await the winner of and they played last night Wednesday. We don't know the time of this recording, but Belchertown and Neshoba Valley Tech.
Okay.
You know, and then after that, if they get through them, it's either Assabet Valley or Amesbury. So again, they're going to be favorites.
Heavily.
For most of their run here. And the only two teams above them are Sandwich and Norwell, which I know Norwell's traditionally strong. I don't know anything. Yeah,
I think Norwell and Sandwich might have, one of them was a finalist last year. Might've been the champ.
Okay. That's where the Nick and Nick knowledge base ends. We kind of think we know something, so go with it.
Exactly.
Like and I'm talking about knowledge base outside of the North Shore. Like if something happens outside, it's kind of in our brains, but kind of not. All right. How about the ladies in hockey? Sticking with hockey, St. Mary's 21-1-1, leading the way for Division
top
One.
Seed there. Deservingly so. Notre Dame Hingham's always good too. 14-6 is the number two seed. Gonna go down Winthrop again, the highest rated local team over here. If you want to count Haverhill, HPNA as well. Winthrop won that Northeast Hockey League 18-0-0. So they look poised. Peabody at number eight, they're right there. They're battle tested as well. There's a much bigger disparity. It kind of drops quickly here in Division One girls hockey with, 32 teams in the field. Those lower seeded teams are kind of gimmies for these higher seeds. So we'll see. Well, you got to get a couple rounds deep in the, you'll get the iron versus the iron.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at like potential North Shore matchups. You could see a Sweet 16. You could see a St. Mary's Bishop Fenwick. You could see
St. Mary's Peabody in the quarters.
Yeah, Winthrop and Marblehead could do an Elite Eight.
We have a quasi one right off the bat with HPNA versus Marblehead, and they opened in round. They played on Wednesday night.
Yeah, at Haverhill. Cool. And then look at the other side of the bracket. You got Beverly at 23 playing Arlington, and they are the lone ones along with Newburyport, who's on that side as well. So the stronger brackets, the left side with St. Mary's.
Yeah, absolutely.
North Shore wise. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. What are the basketball big ticket items North Shore wise?
Well, I'm going to start right in Division One, Beverly and Lynn English, the 10 and 11 seed, 19-1 Lynn English, the 10 seed, 16-6. Beverly is the 11 seed. I believe both are playing Friday. Both are awaiting preliminary round opponents here at the end. There are 48 teams in the Division One bracket, so that's a crowded one.
Yeah, and I gotta think, the winter season for basketball always ends up getting weeded out and down to St. Mary's.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. I mean, because
this
North
area,
Shore,
at least.
Yeah, this area, North Shore, not right. It's not red hot when it comes to state titles, right? I mean, you had what? Your Danvers run, in the early 2010s. What
just
else?
That Danvers run is just kind of remarkable. Danvers is just so not a basketball school and never has been. And then they put together one of the greatest basketball runs the area has ever seen. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I said in last week's show exactly that. I said the most random North Shore high school sports dynasty in the history, because
it really
is,
because you'd always think of Danvers like basketball is one of their weakest. It's always has been.
It was mediocre. I called it mediocre night when they came to play Gloucester. And that was I could make fun of them because I also was making fun of Gloucester too.
And
myself because and my own school, because it was like finish the season on a Friday night and Danvers was like, all right, let's duke it out. And then 48-43 game. And then all of a sudden, John Walsh comes in there, three state titles.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, let's face it, I think we're going to come down to St. Mary's, right? You know, 15-7 for the boys.
Yeah, I don't see anyone. I mean, you want to count now, number 10 Marblehead in Division 2, Salem at the 15, but they're going to be running right into those, you know, juggernauts right away. In second round, they're going to have to face somebody really, really good. It's a tough road for them. We'll see. They're also battle tested, but yeah, I agree. North Shore wise, it starts and ends with, St. Mary's there.
Yeah.
I think the girls are pretty much a lock. The boys, the number two seed, they'll have their work cut out. Archbishop Williams has had an unbelievable season, their conference rival, but, I mean, another team who's more battle tested than St. Mary's.
I know. Yeah. 18-2 at top there. So, we should talk about four, right? Four for girls. I want to say there was some, no, not four for girls, maybe five. I think Georgetown was up there, right? Last time I checked.
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, number five at 12-8. Yeah, you know, Georgetown is having a year like that in the Cal. You know they're going to be right there.
Yep, totally. And then, for Division Five, we always go to Salem Academy and Kipp. They're 11-13, respectively. And then in four for boys, which you talked about in the Cape and Savings Bank segment, Manchester Essex, 17-3. Yeah,
Georgetown's right there, 215-5 as the number 13 seed as well. So that's your best North Shore representation in that division.
All right. Enough chatter because we just let the kids play and see what happens.
Yes, exactly.
By the time of this next recording, you know, March 6th or so?
Yeah, we'll be in the next round.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a lot to discuss. So stay with us here on the North Shore Sports Desk. We are wrapping things up for today, but we are not done here every week. MSOwnersports.com, Don McCashman, Nick Cooper, Kelly Media runs the show. All right, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's have a week, and we'll be back in about 7 days. See you later, guys.